Okay, today is the last day of the trip, and only 2 days and the last stop. And quite easy and not difficult, huh? This morning we already extreme mountain recollection. Do you remember? This stand recollection also very important for the practice. This one's also Buddha teaching too. Buddha teaching for the concentration, 40 ways of meditation. So some people like to practice Anapanasati. And then some are new. Anapanasati is mindful on the mindfulness of the breathing in and out. Okay, some are already practiced. And then some people, they don't like to practice Anapanasati. They cannot concentrate on the breath. So we can choose other different ways. Other different ways that we can see the other, like 10 different recollection of the 10 anosati, you know, then 10 kasina. And then Anapanasati, different way, okay, 40 types of meditation, then we can choose. And today I wanted to explain this, no? Recollection of the Buddha, recollection of the Dhamma, recollection of the Sangha, and then another one is the recollection of the Sila, morality, and the recollection of the Dana, generosity, and the recollection of the Deva and Devata. Another one is the peace of the Nibbana. We call upasamanosati, recollection of the death, recollection of the body, and the recollection of the anapanasati, ten types of recollection. And then number one is the recollection of the Buddha. This is many people already understand the very easy one too, mainly because we all are Buddhists. And the Buddhists, all the Buddhists must pay respect to who? Buddha. Okay. Oh, do you know who is the Buddha? Yeah, Sakyamuni Buddha, okay, already happened last 2,005 years ago, okay, in India. Then you all already understand about the history too. So how we can practice for the recollection of the Buddha? But now we cannot see. When you see one day, you can see about your past life. If you are doing Buddha time, you met Buddha, okay, in the past time. Now you practice the recollection of Buddha, so you really can see what real Buddha image really happened to you. And then you already can practice that is the best one. Sometimes you cannot see now because you can't see your past life, so you cannot recognize what is in the past, what happened to you. So we have to practice now Buddha statue. Buddha statue is behind Buddha statue, you know. And you just look at a Buddha statue at the beginning, but when we teach at Pa'a, when you have concentration mind, then now you practice Anapanasati, you get the nimitta. And you're trying to practice until jhana concentration. After you got a jhana concentration, only this nimitta, we are using this nimitta, and focus on that statue. And in your mind, and then just think about Buddha statue. Easily, when you closing your eye, you easily can see under the light, inside the light, the Buddha statue, we can stay longer. If you don't have nimitta, it doesn't matter. No need to worry. You open your eyes, look at the Buddha statue. Can you see Buddha statue? Okay, just remember, you just look at 5 or 10 minutes, open your eyes and just look at the Buddha statue, and after that you close your eyes, and you can remember, you know, remembering, you can image your dead Buddha statue in your mind, okay? Remember only, just now when you open your eyes, you look at it, you close it again, then you can remember this image. Then you're keeping this image in your mind, and they very stable. The beginning, you can recognize short time, only 1 or 2 seconds, then the image may be lost again. When the image disappears, you just see that again, trying to think again. Then when you try to think that, then you can see that the image will appear in your mind again. Sometimes you cannot image. The picture is not appear in your mind. Then you open your eyes, and you look at it, Buddha statue again. And then, until you must very familiar, the picture must be familiar in your mind. Then you close your arms and think that again. Then slowly, slowly, you will be familiar with this picture. Then the image appear in your mind, it will stay about 5 or 10 minutes, it's stable. Then your mind, the time only you just reflect, your mind concentrate on that nimitta. This we call nimitta also, Buddha image, okay? And then you just concentrate on that Buddha image, and your mind pay attention on that, and the quality of the Buddha. 9 types of quality, but we choose only one enough for that for the day, okay? Then the one is Buddha is we just say like a Pali is Arahant, okay? Because Arahant is Buddha has different from the others, different from us. When Buddha gives the priesthood, it's different from us too. And then his concentration also. Can you compare with Buddha? Cannot, not very high, very different. Buddha concentration and our concentration is so much different. Cannot compare with others. Even Deva or Brahma cannot compare with Buddha. And his wisdom is very high, and the highest wisdom. So, different from the other people. So we cannot compare with others. Because of that, we call Arahant. This quality, we choose one. And the Buddha had no defilement, no attachment at all. Do you have defilement? Okay, very far from Buddha, okay? So, you want to become Buddha, you have to let go of all the attachment, okay? So, we have to reflect about that. Buddha had no attachment, no defilement. So, we understand whether we choose one, only the quality of the Buddha, Arahant. The first, you give me again the image in your mind. Okay, when you remember the image appears, just concentrate your mind on that image. And then your mind, pay attention on that at the beginning. The image is stable in your mind, and you reflect the quality. Okay, just now. The quality is just meaning. You just think about the meaning of the Arahant. Okay, Buddha is different from the other ordinary people and other different from the Deva and Brahma because he has highest wisdom, highest concentration, highest morality. So we cannot compare this because of that we call Arahant. Okay, you just reflect one or two times. After one or two times, no need to reflect the meaning. You just give it Pali words and pay attention on that Buddha image. Arahant, 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 slowly, slowly, no need to be too quick, you know. Sometimes you just, Arahant, and many times you just chanting like that, it's not nice. This, we trying to practice for concentration, the correction of the Buddha is. Concentration, we can practice that way and the neighborhood of the jhana state, okay? So, we concentrate on that Buddha image and you just reflect in that Buddha image, Arahant. Slowly, Arahant, Arahant, then slowly you can get concentration. And when you get the concentration, your Buddha image and your mind is stick together. You get a lot of joy and happiness when it happens to you, when you are looking Buddha image. Some people, they have a lot of good parami, they met Buddha in the past time. So when you reflect on the Buddha quality or Buddha image, then the past time, this Buddha, real Buddha image will be appear to you. When the Buddha, real Buddha image appears, it's very good for you. You just concentrate on that, and you really can focus on the quality. And you really can see the past thing what happened to you. And the story will be happen. This is the best. If you cannot, doesn't matter. You just try to do that, you know, on the Buddha statue. And then you just pay attention, Arahant, Arahant, Arahant. The mind, your mind very quiet and very stable. And until you get a lot of joints where happiness will happen. And then from there, for some time, the picture is lost, disappear. When the picture is disappear, you don't need to worry, you don't need to go and catch again. You just pay attention on the quality. Just pay and then quality is Arahant, slowly, slowly, Arahant, Arahant, Arahant. Until you get a neighborhood of the jhana state. Neighborhood of jhana state, if the mind is very quiet and very peaceful, you cannot see 500 in that moment, concentration time. Concentration on the Buddha quality, okay? Understand? So we had to practice that one, very easy. Now, then you just look at sometimes different picture, different Buddha statue, and you just, whatever you see, you just see the Buddha, real Buddha, okay? Whatever you see, and okay, oh, this is the real Buddha, okay, early in the morning you can offer flowers, or water to the Buddha statue, and you went, and then you can go and pay respect, and willingly you must be happy. You should not think that it's a statue. You just think that your mind is a real Buddha, and because of you think a real Buddha, you have a lot of faith when it happened to you. Faith is very important. Because of the faith, you really want to offer, oh, this is a real Buddha. You think that offering the water, offering the instant or flower, whatever you want, you just offer it. Then after that, your mind must be happy on that dana to the Buddha. So from that, you get a lot of joy will happen to you. Okay, then is the weekend get concentration and the neighborhood of the gymnastic. Okay, this is daily time you can daily practice, very easier for you to practice. Then not only just offering, after offering, you just sit there in front of the Buddha, practice the adjustment, what I am saying, and the correction of the Buddha. Understand? Well, this is very easy. Another one is the correction of the Dhamma. Dhamma is Buddha. Now you are meditate, okay? Now you are meditate. So the object is what? Dhamma also, like Anapanasati and the different type of four elements meditation, all are we call Dhamma too. They all are Buddha teaching, from the Buddha. And then Buddha is in the past, he practiced in the forest, in the Uruvela forest for 6 years. After practicing for enlightenment, after enlightenment, he knew everything. He got all the Dhamma, he is the founder of the Dhamma. After that, he gave a talk, the first talk for five disciples, for the five bhikkhus, and he gave a Dhamma talk, Dhammacakkappavattana Sutra. Last night, I explained second talk, Anattalakkhana Sutra. These two sutras is very important. And then from this, all are we call Dhamma, And then we have to learn what is the Buddha teaching. Okay, we learn again in the sutra and many books. You can see that. If you don't want to study, you just go for the meditation center. You listen to Dhamma talk. You listening to Dhamma talk also, you are learning too. Okay, now because of listening to Dhamma talk, you learn a lot. What is the right? What is the wrong? What is the karma? You understand that. What is the Buddha teaching? This is also learning too. This learning is all. We are reflecting and recollection of the Dhamma. Okay. Not only learning, you after learning what you have to do? We have to practice. Now we are listening, oh, how we should practice Anapanasati. We know the Mata Buddha teaching. After knowing, after listening, after knowing how we have to practice. Sit down and pay attention inside your mind and contemplate on the Dhamma. This we call recollection of the Dhamma. Because you are paying attention on the Dhamma, recollection of the Dhamma, you pay attention on the Anapanasati, okay? In breath or breath, step by step, you control your mind, pay attention on the breath. Then what happened to you? You get a concentration mind. When you get a concentration mind, you really can get neighborhood of the jhana state. This is I already explained about Anapanasati. This is we call, now you are practicing Anapanasati, is saying that we are the correction of the practicing or the correction of the Dhamma too. Okay, because of we pay attention on the Dhamma. Number third is the recollection of the Sangha. During Buddha time, we call the Sangha is Ariya Sangha. Ariya. Do you know Ariya? Enlightenment person. Spring winner, one returner, non-returner, and Arahant, we call this is the Ariya person. How many people are in here? Ariya? Oh, oh, you're not scared at all, I'm worried for all of you. If you are not Arahant, not Sotapa, even Sotapa, first level of the enlightenment state, you cannot get very dangerous for you. Why, when you get Sotapa, the first state of enlightenment state, only the person is no need to go hell or animal life, If you are not yet Ariya person, not enlightenment, anytime you have to go back your home. Do you know? Where is your real home? Buddha explained your real home is the Abaya. Abaya is animal place, and this the hell is your real home. All the time you are there, because you are very lucky, you can get human life, Human life is not easy. Really, not easy, very difficult to get. But you don't know how important our life. So you are wasting your time. Do you understand? All the time in your life you can check what happened to you. Anger, greed, delusion. All the time you check. Now when you are 1 year old after now. Do you know what is anger? Greed, delusion, These things all the time, often, every day happen to you. You are very familiar with it. This is what is being wholesome or unwholesome. Unwholesome. This unwholesome karma produced to where you have to go after you die. Do you know? If you get an unwholesome karma, okay, this unwholesome karma will support you for the future. Where you have to go? Yeah, real home. Okay, do you want to go there? Do you want to go back? Okay, what you have to do is you don't want to go back. You have to try to be wholesome mind. Must get, practice more the Dhamma and take enlightenment state, you know, and take thought of that. When you get a thought of that, only really save your life. And now not safe, you know, you buy, how much you buy insurance, you think you are safe? Not safe at all, you just spend your money on it, it's not safety, you know, really safety, you give in two days, now you give it 8 weeks back. This is insurance, you know, this is safety for you, okay? It's two days, give in to 8 weeks back insurance. How many hours one day you practice meditation? I got 24. No, 2 days, do you know? Okay, you tell morning, and in the morning, 1 hour meditation. Okay? Do you remember this morning how long you meditate? And in the morning? And in the morning, 1 hour, you know? 5:15 to 6:15, oh, you have to sit and table again, okay? Then another 2 sessions, 1:15, 1:15, 3 hours, okay? 4 hours, and sorry, and then 1:15, 1:15 is the two and a half hours, 3.5 hours, okay? Afternoon, 1.5, or how many? 5 hours, okay? You must remember, your mindfulness is extreme. Whatever you do every day, you have to check. Today, what are you doing? Before you sleep, today what I have done, you have to check that, okay? This one also you cannot check how to do it, you know? We have to check all the time, the whole day, early in the morning, after the evening, before you sleep, what I have done the whole day, good or bad, what I have, good thing or bad thing, which one is more you create in your life, your daily activity. So we check that. Then you know 5 hours practice of meditation is very good for you. This is awesome. This is your insurance too. Then you have to practice this way, you know, that is very safety for your life. Then you have to practice anti-enlightenment state. Then only really safe for your life. If you are not enlightenment, any time, every thought moment, you have attachment. Before you die, you can be attached to your family too. Do you understand? Attached to your husband, attached to your wife, your children, your properties. It is very often many people are attached before you die, you know. You don't want to separate from the family. And this, you worry for your family. This worryness, this is no good for all of you. So this, the last thought moment is very important before dying. We call that consciousness. This moment, if you are not control your mind, this type of unwholesome thing is attached to you, sure you have to go apaya, hell or animal life. This is the law, you know. So we have to be careful. We have to be check all the time. Be mindful in your mind. Mind your thought process. And so, this Arya person, Arya Sangha. Arya Sangha, during Buddha time, many Arya Sangha. You know? Many Arya Sangha, like Sariputra, Mogana, they are Arahant, Ananga, many. So we have pay respect on this Arya Sangha. Why? Arya Sangha, they are giving the precept is very well. They are never break their precept. You know, their Dhamma is very profound, they understand, their understanding is very deep. And so we can pay respect anytime. We think of that you get a lot of joy when it happened to you. Nowadays, very difficult to find what Arya Sangha. You can see the Sangha, but we cannot see many Arya Sangha. So you are not Arya Sangha, we cannot tell you it's a Sangha during Buddha time. They only emphasize Arya Sangha, only they call Sangha. But nowadays we cannot find, nowadays we ordain 3 days also you are Sangha, you know. But anyway, we have to pay respect all, you know. So we just think that all are Arya Sangha, then you get a lot of wholesome mind also, no? And just we refer for Sangha, and then after Buddha passed away, many bhikkhu is carrying the Dhamma, you know, they learn and they practice them step by step, and then one hand to another, you know, carrying on the Dhamma until now. Because of the bhikkhu, the monks are carrying the Dhamma, so the Dhamma is still we can find and we can learn. There is gratitude to the Sangha too. Okay, Arya Sangha or not Arya Sangha, we have to pay respect every Sangha. This is awesome for you. Okay, and when you reflect on that, you get a lot of joy. Whatever happens, sometimes you go and pay respect to the monk, and they teach you. You will be happy. You get a lot of joy in that. And this joy and happiness, you just think that continuously on that object. And this joy and happiness support you, you can get neighborhood of the jhana also. You know, you get a lot deeper concentration from that object. And number four, and then number four is sila. Okay, this is very important, and you are in understand today you keep every set. But shall not break, you know. When you go home because of your family and your family, they are eating a dinner, you go enjoy and you just stand beside, you feel want to eat too. So you have to avoid this thing, you know. Just stay distant. When they eat, you eat, never mind. You just stay, you close your door and just stay inside the room. You don't need to go near the dining hall, okay? Just stay inside the room and just prepare for your preset. Oh, today I'm giving an A reset. I don't want to break my reset. This is a very important day for me. One day, one dinner, not eat, you are not dying, you know. You don't need to worry. Some people take care of very well, I'm saying. Oh, if I'm not eating, maybe my stomach will be broken, my stomach will get sick. You're worrying too much, you know. Because of worrying that you want to break your reset. Because you want to take care of your stomach, you know. And you can put out like half day, some of the people, you know. They give in the preset, very hungry, but they control. And then they die, you know, even at night time they are dying. After that time, because given the half day of the, he give the preset, immediately he reborn in the heaven. I mean, you right, why I got a heaven like, there was, why I got this type of, latrine thing, and very, and what do you call, he got a rich, and many properties, and then he reflect on that. Why I got this type of thing? So he reflect, oh, because during because of last life, past life, I was in the human beings, and then I given the 5-8 reset for a half day. Because of that, I got this type of the property. So he reflect that he came down and he gave respect to the Buddha. And then you see, because of half day you keep the preset, you take 2 days, okay? Yesterday and today. Today shall not break your preset. Just try to keep it on. You are not dying. You green juice, okay? And then try to keep it. Then this one is support for your practice. And then you just prepare for, oh, I'm giving the A preset. I don't want to eat. You just prepare for your preset, giving the preset. This is what we call the correction of the preset. You know, the sila, the morality. And you, because you give in the preset, you see, after overcome all your hunger, you know, you just, okay, I don't want to eat, I can let go. I can cut out my attachment for the food. Okay, after 8 o'clock, you know, and you really don't want to eat the food. You don't have attachment on the food, you can let go of the food. So you got no joy that happened to you. You can get, you know, you can feel it. Tonight, please try, you know. And you, after 8 or 9, you can overcome all this hungry. Then you feel that, oh, you reflect in your mind. Oh, because I'm giving the preset. Then you just think about that. You have a lot of joy that will happen to you. Oh, I have a lot of wholesome come up because I'm giving the preset. You just, and then if this joy and happiness, you just stay with this. Again and again, you remember. Reflect again and again and again and again on that. Oh, I give you a preset, so I'm not eating. And very, this is very good for me, very good for my future. You just think that way. And thinking that you got a lot of joy happening, you can practice and do the neighborhood of the jhana too. Very easy. Anapana may be difficult for you. This one is you just reflect. But if you are not giving the preset, you cannot reflect, you know. But see it suddenly, you know. When you eat it, after that you go and reflect, you know. You have to keep overcome all this. And then you keep it very, you keep on it, because when you give it, oh, I give it the preset. So you see another joy will happen to you. This is real one. Today you can try it, you can get joy and happiness. So you practice and then neighborhood of the jhana state. Okay? And another one is a divata, dhamma, generosity. And the one also very easy too. And very easy is you go back when, if you have your parents or something, you go back, oh, I just came back from the retreat. I would like to offer you one cup of juice, okay? You just pour one glass of the juice, you know? And then you go and offer with happy mind and gratitude to the parents, okay? Oh, I really appreciate, and then because of you, I get human life. Because of two of you helped me so much until now, just so my life is comfortable, I can practice, I can study, I can meditate. So I'm gratitude return to the parents, very important. And then you just pay respect to the parents and happily, and you offer something to the parents. This is dana too, okay? And then this dana, you must be happy also when you're offering time. And today you already give the prefect. They're giving the prefect. Yesterday I already explained the scriptures. Because when you're giving the prefect, after giving the prefect, you must be happy for the death dana, okay? Happiness also very important. And another one, the thing is very pure. And you no need to buy so expensive. If you don't have money, doesn't matter. You just pour water also, okay? You know, no need to buy. This is also pure one, okay? You just go and offer this with happiness, you know? And then your parents also were happy too, because you know how to appreciate, how to take care of your parents, and you know? So after offering, you just sit down in your room. You can go to your room and close the door and sit on the bed, and then you just pay attention on that, whatever, just now what you have done, this offering done. You just think that about it, and then you feel happy. You can get happiness and joy in your mind. And this happiness and joy will support continuously. You just think again, 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 again. Then your mind is very quiet and peaceful, and from there start, you can get neighborhood of the jhana too. Okay, and then some students, like a US group, really I'm appreciate too. Wherever I come, every time I come to Singapore, the whole group, they came for breakfast and lunch. So I really appreciate all the time I remember. I also gratitude all of you, you know. And then even big and small, doesn't matter, not that. Small amount, yesterday I already explained, one piece of biscuit also. If you are happy and you know how to appreciate and you are willingly, you can let go by your attachment on your food. Girl, you can eat the biscuit. You don't want to eat, you just want to give to the other is generosity. You don't have stingy mind, you know. If you are stingy, you will not give to others. You can let go by your stingy mind, you can give to the others. Support to the other is beautiful mind. And this generosity mind is support for your concentration also. Then you just think about that, oh, I have done this, dana. You can remember, and you can think about that, okay? You can see that the picture will be happening to you again when you're offering time, and you just think that. And there's you, this thing is image will be happening to you, or you got a lot of joy happening. You continuously think that image, continuously. 5 or 10 minutes, and then after 5 or 10 minutes, the image will be clear, the mind is, you get a joy and happiness and happen, then you can practice and take neighborhood of the jhana too, from there, generosity. Another one is the recollection of the devata, deva. Deva is so, many people have Chinese belief, you know, I don't know, in the night time, one year, one time, or you're all free, you know, to the sky, you know. The leader, sky, or the Dewa leader or something, check out. Huh. You know, but the Chinese don't know how to call it. Chico. Why you pray? Do you know why you pray? I don't know. Every time you're afraid. I don't know why. This is also maybe traditional or something. Because you believe that, you believe they are higher than you. Because of that, you pray, you know. True. Yeah, really, they are higher also because they are very good priests. Before they arrive, they were praying or Brahma. You know Brahma? Brahma and Deva, we have two types, okay? Brahma and Deva, before Brahma and Deva life, they are human too, okay? When they are human lifestyle, they have to keep reset. Same at all, just keeping the precept, practice meditation, and doing dana. This, when because of the practice there, and this will support, after they die, they can go to the heaven. They were of the normal life they can get. So they are good person too. If they are killing or they are breaking the precept, they cannot go, they cannot arrive heaven. They cannot get Deva life and the Brahma life. So we have to understand about the quality of the Deva. The quality of the one is because of the when they are human lifetime, they are giving the 8 precepts, 5 precepts, and they are doing generosity, charitable dana, and they are practicing meditation. And then this type of thing, you just remember. They are studying the Dhamma. So this thing, you just remember about their quality. So you must be happy too, and then you also reflect that. Because of the practice that you can get heaven, Tikala Jiva. Okay, now we also can practice that way. We are practice too. You know, you now you are giving the precept and you are practice meditation. This one also can support if we want Dewa life, Shiva you can get. Okay? Because when you Dewa life is better than animal life. Of course, better than human too. Human and Dewa, which are better? Yes, some, okay. Some are they were like a Dewa because a lot of love written, but some people who will like to practice meditation and they like human beings, no? And then human being you can learn a lot to love Dhamma and you can practice. But even heaven also, if you want to learn Dhamma, you can learn to, you can practice. But before you die, you have to pay attention. When I arrive, they were playing, I want to meditate. Meditator Dewa. Ah, this is. Okay. Then I want to meditate there. Then I want to listen to Dhamma taught there. Many teachers are there too. You know? Many Dewa are teaching meditation and teaching Dhamma taught. And some Brahma came to the Dewa, Dewa plane, and they also give Dhamma taught. And if you have intention to learn the Dhamma, you can learn, you can go, you can meet with the teacher. If you are not interested, you don't have intention before you die, before you arrive Dewa, you don't have intention to learn Dhamma, your intention is when I arrive heaven, I will enjoy with the deities, 500 deities. So that is totally from your destination, you know, that your aim is totally different. You are enjoying with 500, when Dewa is 500 deities, you know. So you will fight also, you know. So 500 deities will be support and then, you know, serve him. He forgot about Dhamma. What is the meditation? He don't know. He's not interested at all. He don't want to learn the Dhamma because if he learned the Dhamma, the Dewa, the teacher will teach you impermanent something, nothing. He don't want to listen. He just want to enjoy because of very rich there, not luxury, and very comfortable. So he don't want to think about impermanent suffering nonsense. He just want to think about enjoy, he will enjoy, but only his properties and his deities, you know. So this is very dangerous also. That you need to pay intention before you go. When before I go, I want to practice, and then when I arrive Jiva plane, I will meditate, and I want to meditate. I want to learn the Dhamma. Because of this intention, when you arrive heaven, of course, Dewala is better. The weather is not changed, you know, sometimes hot here and cold, you know. Then you have to walk the whole day here. You need to earn money. You have to walk. You want to meditate, also you can't meditate now. When you arrive, Dewala, no need to walk, no need to cook, you know. When you want to eat, ready everything. So, very comfortable. And that's comfortable, that's support. When you want to meditate, you can meditate comfortably. You just have to believe that, you know, many meditators, they were also there. So many people think that, oh, no, I don't want to go heaven because if I go heaven, I cannot practice Dhamma. They think that, oh, you know, not really. Many people can go there and can learn the Dhamma and can practice too. So, but you need intention before you go. This is very important. So now you are practice giving the precept and practice meditation. This is also same as last one day one, they are practicing too. So now we practice one as can support. If we want to go heaven, Dewa playing, we can go. So you just prepare about Dewa quality, what they have practiced before Dewa life. And so now also many people are giving the precept too in the heaven, you know. Because they are giving the precept, their mind is very bright. Sorry, I will emphasize more on Dewa because I love Dewa too. So their mind is very clear and very bright. They don't have so much jealousy. Human mind is, compared with Dewa, I don't like human mind, you know. Do you know why? Humans have a lot of anger, a lot of grief, a lot of delusion, a lot of jealousy. So many things, you know, in human beings and human minds. It's very, sometimes a lot of difficult. Compared with Dewa, it's quite in lower, you know. And Dewa is, they don't have this kind of mind. More clear. And they are almost, and they got deeper eyes. You know, they can penetrate whatever they want to penetrate, they can penetrate. And then they can also know, if they want to know other people's mind, they also have this type of psychic power. So because of this psychic power, during Buddha time, when the Buddha gives Dhamma talk, okay, the first talk, Dhamma Chakra Pavattana Sutra, okay, for the five bhikkhus, listening, after listening talk, only actually counting, yeah, only 1 week we can sort of find, okay? Many million of the Deva became sort of an Arahant, you see? Different, you know, even same talk, you know? After listening, different people and different, because many Deva, they became Arahant and Anagam and sort of, why? Because their mind is very sharp. Their wisdom is sharp. What Buddha is saying, a little bit is saying they can understand deeper and more. They can think deep and wisely. Because of that, their understanding is very quick. So many people listening to Buddha talk, many millions of people become enlightened. And for the Buddha give Dhamma talk for the human being, okay, one of the Dhamma talk in one place, Sawati or something, and then he give a talk. Okay, 1,000 people can get Arahant. When Deva came and listened to the talk, many Deva came down, you know, last time. You all must have believed too, you know. Then during birth, many Deva came down and listened to the talk, and they just reflect about this Dhamma very quick. They can get enlightenment. So, who we shall teach? Deva and human, which one is better to teach? Which one can get more benefit, you know? Which one can more... Deva, you know? So I don't like to teach one human. Because you explain many times, it's no good, you know, this is very common. You listen, and then you never follow, you never practice, you know. How many times already you see NUS student, you know? Many times listening my talk. Never get enlightenment, you see. And you all are very familiar, you see. No one can get enlightenment. So I feel a little bit disappointed, you know. Really, you know. Why disappointed? Oh, very tired to teach, you know. Now I go everywhere. Go America, England, different place. Taiwan. When every year I went sometime, you know. Then I teach and okay, they practice 10 days. Very good. After 10 days, I don't know what to do. Next year, same, you know. Same, they have just never changed their life, you know. And never changed their mind. Next year, I go again. Same condition. Never no, don't want to ordain. No, they also don't want to ordain. They also don't want to practice. Because sometimes this year, okay, I can see. Next year, they never appear. You know, they are lost. You know? So I feel a little bit of the tired to teach to the human. This is already unfair. Then every time, oh, I go for that 10 days retreat, after I finish to another country, this 10 days retreat also not used, you know, only just concentration a little bit, and they are not trying, after 10 days, bye-bye, let go. So there is no energy, you know, let's see, I have to teach them, my body become very weak, you know, go everywhere, traveling a lot. Then after that, I reflect, I think they were maybe better, you know, but I reflect, you know. Why, you know, in my life, I want to share all of you, not for the boosting, you know, from my experience and through what I have done. And I want all of you listening, after listening, I hope that you all can try too. Because nowadays, many people like to practice meditation. And then we need to share the Dhamma. But before you teach, you have to practice. And then because we can't do alone, for me it's not, I can see that I wanted to retreat, many people want to practice, but I can't do interview for everyone, you know, if over 100 people. So I need some help, you know, assistant teacher or something. And now I teach 9 years, I cannot teach anyone assistant teacher, you see. I feel a little bit disappointed, you know, because it's only 10 days course. If someone is can learn about jhana or some concentration state, I can call them, oh, help me for, you know, is like an interview. So I can teach many people. I can ask, okay, you always enjoy 200, never mind. People help me. I alone can't do it. So everywhere I go, many people want to practice, no, they ask me. So my body is really cannot stand, no energy at all. So I have to cancel the retreat. Many retreat, America, Canada, because I really don't have energy to teach. So I cannot stand alone. So I said, why people, what they are doing, you know, why I have to teach alone, so tired. Then at the end, I really think that, oh, people have to, I want to share the Dhamma. Is really what, if you have faith, you practice meditation. After practice of meditation, please have and people go and teach to the people. Very benefit, you know, many thousands of people they want to practice. If you can teach them, how benefit for your all people and for you too. So now many humans also want to learn the Dhamma. In a way, Western country, they really want to learn meditation nowadays. They don't have proper teacher, so they are very upset sometimes. They invite again and again. So if you can learn this way of the method, meditation method, and you can practice, after practicing, you should teach them. This is very benefit for other beings and other Dewa. Also, you teach Dewa, you no need to pray Dewa. Dewa will come and pray you. You know, Dewa will come and belong to you because of your Dhamma talk. You understand? Really, they came down and all. Really, they, because you have the good intention to teach them, they also support you. They also take care, protect you. You have something have going on, dangerous thing, they will protect you. You don't have this type of dangerous thing where it never happened to you. They will protect you. So something, whatever you want, okay, they will support you. You feel the weather is too hot, you just feel all they want. Oh, I want water, rainy, and the water rain will happen to you. Very clear, they will protect you. This is true. So you, that you need a duty, but you must be, if you have intention, oh, I want to teach, I want to share the Dhamma every night, you want to do, you have to do. You promise already someone, you have to do. How much you tired, also you have to do it. You know, last night I was so tired, after Dhamma talk, 12 o'clock, I want to sleep. But 12:30, I want to sleep, just want to sleep, cannot sleep. Then tender and rainy, and for the, you know, you have to wake up and give it Dhamma talk and chanting for them. So I really believe on that, they are really support. They really want to learn the Dhamma. So if you really want to believe, you pray every day, you keep the precept, or I will give chanting Dhamma talk to all of you, please come and listen my talk. You can do that. And then you chant. If you don't know how to chant, you just read the book, okay? You're doing chanting good intention with good intention. And slowly, slowly, you're trying to do it a few times. If you really want to see if they are listening or not, you can try it. Because of your concentration, you can see that many Dewa really came and listened to you. They respect the Dhamma. You know, many Dewa love the Dhamma. So during Buddha time also, wherever you give Dhamma to, many Dewa came down and listened. And you teach them, and they are teaching, after that they get enlightenment. So beautiful. Many Dewa can become an enlightenment. Sorry. Yes, with concentration is the best. Without concentration, very difficult. Yes. Yeah. Before that, you have to keep precept also. Before chanting, okay? It's the best thing, no? Then you have people, it's very good for all of them, you know? I'm not for the voice, I just want to share the Dhamma, how to teach. Because my body is very weak now, I can't do many things for it. If you daytime, you have to explain the matter, and then for the human nighttime, go and do for that. Oh, no, that's a long time, my life, and the next time very short. So I need to be, you know. So you all have to meditate already. I wonder, because now it's many young people, young generation, you all want to meditate. It's very good time now. It's 20 to 35 years old, it's the best time for practice. You can sit longer, how much you want to sit, you can sit. The main thing is you need faith. If you have faith, you can practice. If you don't have faith, you are not successful. You must put effort and faith. Oh, really, I want to practice and be successful. If you are really successful, you can share the Dhamma, you can teach the people. Very nice, very good, this thing is the best thing. You don't need to worry, you're dying, you don't need to worry, or I can go wherever it's like. You don't need to worry, because of your intention, you are teaching the Dhamma, you can get good brain too. So this is a very beautiful thing. Should do or not? Should try, you know, practice the Dhamma, and good for you also. And this is very important. So recollection of the Dewa is very important, and you can teach them, and they will support you. And then you can practice it, and you can get into neighborhood of the Janate. Okay, and another one is the recollection of the peace of the Nibbana. Peace of the Nibbana also, only enlightenment people have this type of understanding. Enlightenment is you get a Sotapan state, stream in the state, then only you know the path and fruit, since the we call Nibbana object, taking the Nibbana object. Okay, that time when you take a Nibbana object, you can stay 1 hour with this object. At that time, you can see that the mind, quality of the mind. area person only can do that. If you are not area, you just prepare about that. Oh, Nirvana is not defilement, not unwholesome thing. Oh, I'm just peace only. Just think about that. You prepare about Nirvana. Especially Nirvana is, oh, nothing. No Nama and no Rupa at all. Just, you know, free from the suffering. And when you just think about the peace of the suffering, you know, and then you just think about the peace, and then you just think it, the object, and prepare for the, oh, Nirvana is the best. I want to go Nirvana. And then you just prepare for Nirvana object, and then because of that, you get the peace and joy also. Then you can go and the neighborhood of the Jhana state. Okay? All these seven, you know, Buddha Nosati and the recollection of Buddha after that, this number seven, all the quality is only for the enlightenment person. Okay, but if you are not enlightenment also, you can pay attention on that recollection, okay? And you ruin recollection, you can practice anti neighborhood of the jhana only for these seven factors. Another one is recollection of breath. Recollection of breath also very easy, you know? Easy or not? One day we have to die. Everyone, we understand, we might understand about that. And then before we die, we have to prepare now, okay? You just think about before you then the last moment, okay, when but we cannot tell now because you can't see your future. Just regret it. Okay, someone died, you see, by your friend or something, and because of accident or something, you see the picture. Okay, oh, one day I also can die, this type of image, you know. One day I have to die, and you just think about your, regret about your, one day I have to die. This death is sure thing. Sure or not? So and you have to reflect on this thing, and then, okay, that is sure. And then says, I one day I have to die. And then you just reflect, but one day I have to die. And this is also recollection of the death. Okay. Then another one is sorry because you practice recollection of the death, and you really can get neighborhood of the jhana also. Huh? So we have to practice that, and then your mind is very stable and very quiet. When you see, but sometimes you can see about your image, about nearly dying image, and then you concentrate on that, and then you got real joy and happiness with it. Beginning, you are scared. Okay? You think about, oh, one day I have to die. You know, when you think about that, you feel you have got a lot of fear, you have got a scared. You don't want to die. You want to cling with it. You want to stay longer, long life. But you think about that, this, the fears and the minds will overcome about this fear and the worriness. You should not worry. This is the sure thing. One day I have to die. I have to face on that. So you need, and your mind must train, must face on that object. Okay? When you're facing on that object, only slowly, slowly, your faith, your sadha maybe, and then you know, oh, one day I have to die. So you really trust this thing. Oh, this is, before I die, I had to prepare. I had to do wholesome mind, wholesome thing, wholesome karma. I had to practice it. So this will support you. And this, you think about the recollection of that, and then you slowly, slowly familiar with this thing. Because of this object, on the object, you can face on that object, familiar for this object, you're going to joy and happiness when it happen to you. If you are scared on that object, worry on that object, you cannot get concentration. And because of worriness, and there's your mind at sometimes emotion, and sometimes angry, and this type of unwholesome mind will be happen to you. And this type of worry also unwholesome mind. And this type of unwholesome mind happen, you cannot go neighborhood to jhana, you cannot get. Okay? Just like if we had to face on that recollection of that, oh, one day I have to die. You think this object very must be very familiar with your mind. And because of that, you are familiar on that object, slowly, slowly you get there. Joy and happiness will happen to you. And from there start, you can practice and the neighborhood of the jhana too. Okay? And another one is the recollection of the body. Recollection of the body is 32 parts of body. 32 parts of body is, you can see in your body hair, and the inside organs, skeleton, and liver, organs, every organs, okay? All are 32 types. Urine, feces, everything, you know? All 32 types of, 32 part of body. If you want to practice, you can see 32. If you cannot see 32 part, you choose one first. Okay, hair, you just think about hair. If you have concentration light, you can concentrate on that. If you don't have concentration light, doesn't matter. You just Think about your head hair, you close your eyes, and the hair will appear to you. Then you just prepare the audio is the and hair is a dirty or do you like a discussion or sorry, how do you discussing or you sometimes you have attachment on your hair, you know? And then how to explain about it, you know? You just seen all this. It's meaning women's like your hair. So my hair is beautiful. You know, attach on your mind, your head. Okay, this attachment is good or not good? Attach to your hair is good or not good? So you don't need to dye the color. Okay, you just see about it. Okay, and the hair is very dirty, you know. And you just see on the food on the rice in one plate, you know, and with the food. Who want to eat, you know, very discussion, you know, just we had to think about refocus now. Think it's a no good. Only I think that it's a beautiful, but when it come out, you think out from your head, it's very refocus now, you know, very dirty things. So we should not clean on that, your head. Okay? What you should do? Shave, just throw away. And you just shave and throw away, and then you don't need to worry, okay? Just let go. And because you clean too much, you know, those hair, also my hair, and beautiful is dyed the color, wash shampoo, you have to buy shampoo, and it's so busy, you know. Every time you have to spend money, okay, how much you have to put at one time, you know, $100, you know, very expensive. And you shave very cheap for us, you know, no need to pay, you know. So, it's the way, because of you want to beautify or your hair, you want to beautify about your hair, so you have to earn your money for the hair also, for the dress also, many things, you know. You have to earn a lot of money non-stop, because for your beauty and your attachment, attach on your body, and you are attached on your 32-part body, so we have to try to let go. How to let go? We have to see. Clearly, it is all very refocused now. And you have to penetrate inside your body. Where is my inside? Your heart, liver, everything you can see are there because of your concentration next time. You see part and part, and you see all beautiful or ugly. Your organs are beautiful or nice or ugly. Okay. When you see it, you will know that what happened inside, you know, then you don't need to attach. Your husband organ is beautiful or ugly? Please answer. Ugly, why you want to attach? You cannot separate. Why you attach to him so much? Oh, because you didn't see the tube of our body. You have to see clearly. Now you are just imagination only. Next time you see clearly, do you like his physics? You see, you have to think about that, and you think about that slowly, slowly you can let go, because now you not really see yet, so you have attachment on that, you know. And then that's what is, and you have to see one by one to 32 part of body, trying to touch it and then, and then the skeleton, also one type of 32 part. When you concentrate on the skeleton, you can get first jhana, very good object, you see. Beautiful, you know, and then you see what you see other people, you see other people, whoever you have attachment to that someone, you just think that, oh, he is a skeleton, you just mean she is a skeleton, and then you just close your eye, who you have attached, okay, you just say, oh, this is a skeleton, you just concentrate on that skeleton, you can get jealous. How beautiful, you know, so we have to see everyone is a skeleton, okay. And you just think whoever you like in your family or whoever your attachment to your children, you just think they are skeleton. And so you can let go, you can cut away your attachment. Do you like skeleton? Yeah? If you love someone, you just think that he is a skeleton. Also, you can let go, you know. Then so ugly, skeleton is not beautiful. What do you want to love? So you think about skeleton, okay, let go of your attachment. Then after that, oh, this skeleton is very good for me. And you concentrate on that skeleton. You can get concentration, you see. You can practice on the first channel. How beautiful. And you, this is Buddha teaching. You know, we have to practice that way. Skeleton and the first channel state. Another one, in number 10, is a Anapanasati. Anapanasati, I already explained, okay? And you pay attention on the breath, you can practice and day, you can see the nimitta, you can get first jhana after the fourth jhana. And this is also for concentration state. All are 10 types of recreation. Also, which one you like, you can choose one and practice. Easy one, you can choose the beginning. Because you cannot give time, not in the monastery life. Monastery life is easier. We can practice the whole day. Like Anapanasati is very easier for us. And you can sit the whole day, you can concentrate. Like a long retreat, we need long retreat. Now you cannot give time for the retreat, long retreat. You one day, you can contemplate, you can practice, like, you know, easy one. The correction of the Buddha, very easy, early in the morning. And you just pay attention on the Buddha and just think by image, trying to stay with this object. This is very easy object, okay? And recollection of the dana, recollection of the sila, and you just practice this one, easy one for the daily practice. Then after that, next time you have time, you're going for the long retreat, you can practice difficult one. Do you want to practice? Okay, alright, okay. It's 11 o'clock. So I hope that all of you and whatever I explain, just not only listening, after that go out from the room, just let go, don't do that enough. Keep it and then you go back home and practice every day, whatever you can. You just pick one and practice which one you like. No? It's benefit for all of you, I hope so. I also would like to see you all of you in next December. We have 10 days retreat. If you all want to join, you can join. I will try to teach it. After this year, I will stop and I went to do a seminar retreat 1 year. And this is 10 days retreat will be a very good opportunity to practice with me. Okay, okay, and welcome to all of you. Thank you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.